Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance need the color of October skies.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Mark Lieberstein, one of our newer Brain Trust members. He's an attorney with Kilpatrick Townsend. He's an intellectual property expert, which brings us to the topic of this segment, the franchise topic, which is awash in IP. Mark, thanks again for being here. I love talking about franchising, Mark, because I've been saying for years now, decades, that the franchise concept is one of the most amazing in the world, in the history of capitalism, going back thousands of years. And it's America's gift to the world. It's one of the most beautiful things to allow for the extending of a business model out to the last mile of America or anywhere in the world to someone who can take a package, an entrepreneurial package, and color inside those lines and create wealth and jobs and products locally. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And so whatever I can do to promote the longevity and the health of the franchise concept is what I'm going to try to do. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, and unfortunately, it's getting killed by this pandemic that we're in. Franchising is really, really suffering.
Because the vast majority are restaurants, aren't they?
A lot of them are restaurants, but they're also, a lot of the, let's call it, consumer public service businesses, like restaurants, are just stores, you know, that sell things where people have to go in and usually buy them. They're just getting killed because they can't open and they can't operate. Mm-hmm. And it's a big problem. It really is a big problem. You are seeing, however, on the flip side of the bad news, is that you are seeing a lot of franchise service businesses for in the home for other kinds of, let's call it, and I think you will see in the future, for travel. You're going to start seeing franchises, probably new ones, crop up about how to travel more securely and safely. How to bring services into the home. So I think those are franchises. So you're going to have a give and take, but you are going to see, unfortunately, a significant percentage of franchises probably close and never open again.
Not even the franchisees, not just franchisees, but franchisors, right, the mothership.
Franchisors, that's correct. Yeah, it's hitting on both sides, and that's why I think you're probably going to see a significant changes in franchising. I think you're going to probably find more in the way of disclosures in the franchise documents. So in other words, both the franchisor is going to have to tell prospective franchisees what happened during this pandemic, what could happen. It's not going to be a secret anymore.
Part of the due diligence section of their documents are going to have to be where in the past they said the earth could open up and swallow up your business and nobody could find you. they're going to have to put in real things like a pandemic, aren't they?
That's 100% correct, and not to mention the other thing that's going to significantly change, at least until we come up with a cure or something, is methods of operation. I think franchisors and franchisees are really going to have to figure out a way that they can actually operate in a safe way to make sure consumers and customers feel safe coming in the door.
Because we're going to have COVID-21, and we're not going to shut the economy down when that happens.
That's right. And I think the only way that's going to happen is if they work together to change the clothes they wear, the way the stores are laid out, the hours, maybe the employee shifts. They might have to have groups of workers come in on certain days and other groups of workers. It's really going to be a shift in how they operate. I think another thing, and I was actually, I wrote about this. I don't know if it's my idea only, but one of the things I was proponent is in almost every franchise agreement, there's something called a marketing fund, which is money that is essentially put into a pool and which the franchisor uses for all the franchisees to market the business. Well, I was talking about a crisis fund. We all save for a rainy day. Well, let's start saving maybe a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit of money so that, you know, when this next crisis hits, as you're talking about, you know, COVID-21, mm-hmm. maybe there's a little bit of money in the bank to help us all get through it, mm-hmm. you know, as opposed to closing everything down.
A rainy day fund. That's very smart.
Money,
yeah.
You know? So, you know, look, I save money. I'm sure you save money.
Yep.
Why shouldn't businesses, why should the franchisor put money in the pocket, put money in the bank?
It needs to be part of the ecosystem. I completely agree. That's an outstanding
right.
idea. I haven't heard anybody else say that. All right, what's next?
Maybe it's new. and then I think, like I said, I'll go into a little more specifics. You're talking about the supply chain. I think a lot of people are going to have to rethink how they were getting their
that's
goods,
right.
where they were getting their
there's
goods
There's going to have
from,
to be redundancy,
whether
isn't
they
there?
Can. That's correct. You're going to have to make sure you also can get it from somewhere else. You know, so many, I'll use the meat packing guys as an example. You know, they had to shut down. If you were, let's say, a business, I guess there are some franchise businesses in the selling it in the meat business. You were no longer able to get your meat
that's right.
from certain sources, and you might have been in a contract which said you can't get your meat anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You're going to have to change your contracts to allow for second source,
yep.
you know, different supply resources so that you can maintain your business. And I think in that respect, franchisees are going to be in a slightly better leverage position to make that ask.
Because
maybe even be able to get it
right, and maybe being and being part of a franchise, a larger group, you can have some buying leverage. Hey, Mark, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Mark to talk to us about what should we do about contracts going forward. What should we look for? What are the tripwires? What are the landmines that a future business partner, like a bigger customer, might give us that we got to be careful about signing post-pandemic? Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.